Production at Tara Mines near Navan has stopped because of an increased flow of water into the mine. The volume of water is flowing into the mine at a faster rate than it can be pumped out. It occurred when they were drilling a hole for a ventilation shaft. Tara Mines is the largest zinc mine in Europe and has 580 direct employees. Meath East TD Pather Tobin of Aonthu says hundreds more people are indirectly supported by economic activity around the mine. He says that he's been hearing from concerned constituents about the incident.
The first concern from the people that I've spoken to in the town, the business that I've spoken to, is obviously that people are safe and that workers are safe. But they're also concerned, obviously, that you know any suspension might have an effect on you know the incomes of families. Now we're hopeful, and out of confidence in the management of the mine, we're hopeful that this won't be a prolonged experience. But there is a concern amongst some people in the town that obviously, if it is a prolonged experience, what effect that will have on the economy of the county and of the town. Navan and Tara Mines nearly have a symbiotic relationship economically. Much of the economic energy, much of the livelihoods in the town and in the county are dependent on Tara Mines staying fully functional.
Aonthu TD Pather Tobin there. For more, I'm joined by Gunnar Nystrom, who's the general manager of Tara Mines in County Meath. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Can you tell us what has caused this increased flow of water into the mine?
As I said in the introduction there, we're doing a ventilation race down to expiration drift. And when we were drilling the pilot hole, it's the hole from surface all the way down to the development in that particular area. When the pilot hole broke through, then we had an inrush of much more water than expected through that borehole.
You say much more water. How significant a water flow?
Very significant. And the water flow that comes in exceeds our pumping capacity in the mine.
So is the mine at the moment flooded?
No, not at the moment, no. And we're preparing at the moment to protect the infrastructure in the mine and so on, moving equipment, and our main focus is to obviously then close drill holes so we don't get there and stop the water flow.
Is there a solution immediately to hand?
Yes, we have a solution and a plan that we're working according to. So hopefully we will stop the flow in the coming days.
You have nearly 600 employees. Are they currently at work?
Oh yeah, everyone is at work. The shifts are going on as usual, and we have very engaged and skilled workforce here at Tara, and all employees are needed in the activities that we're doing at the moment. So it's no change in that. No.
And are there safety issues involved now for employees?
Safety is, of course, the number one priority, that no one should get hurt or so. So we have all our risk assessments done and communication to our employees, and yes, they are safe, even if they're down working on the activities that we have here. So safety is always number one.
You'll have heard TD Pather Tobin there expressing concerns, firstly for the safety of everyone, but also worries about any potential suspensions. Can you offer any assurance to the employees and their families that you won't have to introduce suspensions?
The work with the water inflow and so on will continue, and then we need all the employees. So if we're going to continue that work, then everybody needs to be at work as usual.
So you don't envisage any suspensions happening?
Not at this time, no.
And do you believe you can get this under control within how long? Within days?
That's too early to say. It's present unclear how long the production stop would be due to the water. So we need to get back to that in a later stage.
Has this ever happened before, Gunnar?
No, this is the first time with this amount of water.
And I suppose it's important to investigate why it happened. Do you know yet? I know you talked about the drilling of that hole, but are there vulnerabilities in the mine?
I've done all the investigations before we started to drilling, and nothing showed that it would be this amount of water that would come in. No.
And are there any environmental concerns arising out of what's happening?
No, not at the moment, no. Not okay. as we can see, okay. see at the moment, no. But okay. that's, of course, something that we're keeping track on.
Okay, Gunnar Nystrom, General Manager of Tara Mines in County Meath, thank you very much for joining us.